إسماعيل. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, once again, you're welcome to this tafsir session. Today we have entered the 12th day of the holy month of Ramadan 1441. And today is 5-5, the fifth day of the fifth month, 2020 CE, not AD, CE, Christian era, and not AD, because Anno, you say Anno Domini, that is a pathological mistake. It's incorrect. So it is CE. Do we have questions? Okay. Let's take our first graph.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا أو خلقا مما يكبر في صدوركم فسيقولون من يعيدنا قل الذي فطركم أول مرة فسينغضون إليك رؤوسهم ويقولون متاه قل عسى أن يكون قريبا يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا أو خلقا مما يكبر في صدوركم فسيقولون من يعيدنا قل الذي فطركم أول مرة فسينغضون إليك رؤوسهم ويقولون متى هو قل عسى أن يكون قريبا. These are two verses in chapter number 17 concerning the denying nature of the unbelievers. Because there are striking instances denying that they are going to be revived back. So they will be saying, who is going to bring us back to life? Then Allah said, قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا. If you wish, you can be stones, or you can be iron if you like it. Because the possibility of reviving come back to life is by far distant than taking back to life human being. So kunu hijaratan aw hadida. Not only that, aw khalqa mimma yakburu fi sudurikum. You can be anything so stupendous in your thinking faculty. Okay? Aw khalqa mimma yakburu fi sudurikum. Something that is much bigger in your chest. فَسَيَقُولُنَا مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا. They will say, okay, who is going to take back to life? They will ask. قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَةٍ. Tell them, the one that initiated you at the first instance is going to take you back. You see, just like where they say, مَنْ يُحِي الْعِظَامِ وهي رمين قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة هو بكل خلق عليم. You see, the kafirun were in the denial of taking life back to earth. Okay, that is, tell them the one that created you from the beginning will take you back. فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُسَهُمْ. They will be tilting their heads towards you. Tilting. That is in disapproval. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ. And they'll say, okay, when is it going to be? If really coming back to life will hold then matter who, when is it going to be? قول, tell them, عسى أن يكون قريبا. It is going to be very soon. إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. The unbelievers perceive the hereafter too distant. But we see it just handy by the way. يوم يدعوكم, it is the day when the angel will call you through Allah's permission. فتستجيبون بحمدي, and you respond in glorifying him. وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا, and you will confirm to yourself, you only tarried but a little. You tarried on the face of the earth but little. So this is how Qiyamah is going to be. يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَأَثْنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا أَدَى الرَّحْمَانِ وَقَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Did you read the last?
No.
وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. Tell my servants, they should be uttering that which is the best. Because إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَكُمْ. Satan, the devil, the evil one, brings confusion amongst you, brings blood, bad blood, brings rancor amongst you. Inna shaytana kana lil insani aduwwan mubeena. Satan certainly is for the mankind a clear enemy. So you should be very careful. It teaches us how to behave, even in our utterances, say what is good. ربكم أعلم بكم.
ربكم أعلم بكم إن يشأ يرحمكم أو إن يشأ يعذبكم وما أرسلناك عليهم وكيلا.
ربكم أعلم بكم. Your Lord is the one that knows you best. Because أعلم هذا تفعيل من علم عالم عالم أعلم. Okay, Rabbukum a'lamu bikum, your Lord. You see, Allah is called Rabb, is from Tarbiya. لأنه ربنا بالنعم الظاهرة والباطنة. That is your benefactor. So your Lord knows you best. إن يشاء يرحمكم. If He wishes, He have mercy on you. اللهم ارحمنا رب العالمين. أو إن يشاء, or if He desires, you أذبكم, He punishes and chastises you. الله أكبر. وما أرسلناك عليهم وكيلا. We didn't send you as a watcher over them, يا رسول الله. إن عليك إلا البلاء. لست عليهم بمسيطر. وربكم.
وربك أعلم بمن في السماوات والأرض. ولقد فضلنا بعض النبيين على بعض وآتينا داود زبورا.
وربك أعلم بمن في السماوات والأرض. This is ayah number 55 in this chapter number 17. And your Lord knows based on those who are on the face of the earth and in the heaven and earth. Allah knows. If you ask any person who claims to be knowledgeable, tell him, can you tell me the content on the heaven? Can you tell me the content of this earth? وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ
إِلَّا
قَلِيلًا. But وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُدَ زَبُورًا. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ. We have preferred some prophets above others. Example, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُدَ زَبُورًا. We bestowed, we gave to Dawud, David, we gave him the book called Zabur. Zabur, in English they call it the Psalm. But really, the biblical Psalm of today cannot be the Zabur that was given to Prophet Dawud. Similarly, in House Salan, we grew up in those days. We used to hear what in House we call Masu, as in Turmi. That is the pestle and mortar preachers. He'll be telling you they are reading from Zabura of Dawood, Zabura Mekula Kenduka. This is stupendous. This is incorrect. The actual Zabur given to Prophet Dawood is there or was there. What we believe, Zabur was given to Prophet Dawood. Dawood was and is the father of Prophet Solomon of the Solomonic dynasty. عليهم الصلاة والسلام وعلى نبينا أجمعين.
قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا.
ادعوا الذين زعمتم. Tell them you should call upon those you claim to be your Lord. من دونه beside Allah. فلا يملكون كشف الضر. They don't possess removing any harm from you. Naam, wala tahwila, or even a transfer. That is, call your idols. Those idols cannot remove any harm, hunger, pestilence, sickness, whatever. They cannot. Wala tahwila, even to change it from this position to the other, is not in their behavior to have that ability. To tell you what, those idols we are worshiping is just a waste of time. Is an exercise in futility. Let's have the next ayah.
أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا.
أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة. So the end of the ayah, ayah number 57. أولئك الذين يدعون, those idols that the unbelievers we are calling and are calling, يبتغون إليهم الوسيلة. They were looking. Naam, yabtaghuna ila rabbihim wasila, claiming to be looking for an intercession, that is a wasila, that is a link. They said we are worshiping the angel because the angel were the female child children of God, and usually if somebody comes through somebody's daughter, it's likely to have his request granted. So if they're going to إلى ربهم الوسيلة, أيهم أقرب, they don't even know which among the two nearer to Allah. ويرجون رحمته, and looking for his mercy. But in this way, ويخافون عذابه, and fearing his punishment. إن عذاب ربك كان محظورا. Certainly, the punishment of your Lord كان محظورا is something to be feared.
وَإِنْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا.
وَإِنْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا. No nation, but until we are going to destroy it, قبل يوم القيامة, before the day of the reckoning, the day of resurrection, the day of standing. You see, القيامة is called القيامة because Allah says يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين, the day on which people are going to stand before Allah the Almighty. So no nation, there is no geography or dwelling, but it will be destroyed, will be brought to naught before the day of Al-Qiyamah. أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا, are we going to punish it? عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, severe and intense chastisement. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا, that has been inscribed in the book. Al-Kitab here, مِسْأَلُهُ الْمَحْفُوظ. Next ayah.
وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا.
وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون. To the end of the ayah. Nothing stopped us from sending ayat. I told us ayat comes in Quran in a variety of meanings. Part of it is sign. Here is the sign. We didn't send signs, okay? Except because al-awwalun, the predecessors of the unbelievers, belied the ayat. وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودًا نَاقَةً. As an example, we gave Thamud. Thamud was a nation. Thamud was a nation that Allah sent to them a prophet called Methuselah. Methuselah means Saleh. Allah sent Prophet Saleh or Methuselah to them, but they denied him. They rejected him. They were given a naqa, she camel, but they killed the she camel. إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فأقروها فدمدم. Allah sent the destroyed, the destructive army against them. So إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وأتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة. We gave ثمود الناقة the she camel. Mubsiratan as a clear evidence, as a manifest sign, but fadhalamu biha, they wronged themselves through that she camel. Wama nursilu bil ayati illa takhwifa. We don't usually send verses that are the means of striking fear in the mind of people. Perchance they believe and the iman benefits them. Next ayah.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ.
نعم.
وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا Call to memory. Remember when we said, or when your Lord, when we said to you, Ya Rasulullah, whenever you have this pronoun of ka, it refers to Rasulullah in the Quranic style. Wa ataynaka, wa allamaka, inna ataynaka. This ka, we call it what? Is it first person or second person? Second person. Second person. Okay. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ, when we said to you, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, certainly your Lord, أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ, circumscribes mankind. Because Allah مُحِيطٌ بِنَا. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We didn't make the vision we caused you to see, but as a means of trial for mankind. وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةِ, and the accursed tree, that is Beth Zakur. It is a tree plantation in the center of Jahannam. La ilaha illallah. Tree growing and germinating in the middle of fire. It is the mal'una. Allah said, we didn't make that vision that we have shown you, but as a fitna during Al-Isra. He saw a lot of things when he came down. He told the people to deny him. It is a means of tumults and fitna for them. Similarly, الشجر الملعونة, the accursed tree, في القرآن, in the Quran. ونخوفهم, we strike fear in their mind, but unfortunately for them, فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا. It increased to them naft, but transgression so tremendous. Next ayah.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ to the Adam. Remember when we said to the angels, اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, bow down for Adam. in prostration. This is an order, divinely sanctioned order, which said to the angels, bow down for Adam to prostrate. For sajad, they bowed down. Illa Iblisa, except Iblis. Iblis kana min al-jinn, in one ayah. Illa Iblisa kana min al-jinn fafasaqa an amri rabbihi afatattakhidhunahu wa dhurriyyatahu awliya'a min duni wa hum lakum adu. Iblis, there is the name, but he is a jinn. In fact, he is referred to as the father of the jinn. Illa Iblis, except Iblis, qala, who said, haughtily, arrogantly, asjudu liman khalaqta tina. Imagine, addressing Allah. La ilaha illallah. Addressing Allah. Shall I bow down for the one you created from the clay? How can I bow down? So you can see, illa Iblis astakbara wa kana min al-kafir. Illa Iblis aba wa astakbara. Aba, he refused. Wa astakbara, and he proved intransigent. And he was amongst the unbelievers. So if somebody becomes arrogant, intransigent, haughty, hydra-headed, stone-headed, he's trying to behave like the Iblis. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Naam?
No.
Now, he was telling Allah, asjudu, shall I bow down for the one you created as, you know, as a clay?
Qala ara'aytaka. Qala ara'aytaka hadha alladhi karramta alayya la'in akhartani ila yawmi al-qiyamah. لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا.
يا الله. قال إبليس أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت عليه seest thou if I may use the archaic English, okay, seest thou, or have you seen this one you honored above me? So you can see Satan was making this statement to Allah in this shameless style. He was barefaced because of the disease of al-hasad, envy. He was envious of Adam's bounties again. That is why al-hasad, the scholars are saying al-hasad, the envy, is the iniquity, the first iniquity that was used against Allah. Al-hasad was the first disease that engulfed the mind of Satan. So seek Allah's protection against becoming envious of anybody. وَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. What Allah gives, X, Y, Z, Allah give me. That's all. Did he give it to himself? Health, wealth, knowledge? Did he buy it in any store? So why should you be rancorous and become malicious? Seek Allah to give, Allah's intervention to give you whatever he gives to your friends, your neighbor, whatever. But by the time you become envious, you are fighting Allah and you will be drawn totally to perdition. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Satan, out of hasad or envy, said, seest thou this one you have preferred against me, you have honored on top of me? لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِ. If you should give me a respite, give me reprieve, give me a delay. لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, to the day of reckoning. He was not even asking Allah out of humility. He is just kind of talking challengingly. لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي, if you should delay my life to the day of Al-Qiyamah, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, I shall obliterate, I shall destroy his progeny totally, except a minute of them. لا إله إلا الله. Only a small part of them that will escape my evil machination. That is Satan. Naam.
قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا.
قال اذهب. Allah said, okay, go. Go and do as you wish.
Where is Satan the accursed?
But فمن تبعك منهم,
whoever that follows you amongst them, فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاؤُكُمْ, Jahannam shall be your recompense, shall be the result of your misdoing. جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا, a complete recompense, a complete judgment, Jahannam shall be yours. So now here, we are being warned that if you obey Satan, that's all. That is why in Surah number 14, ayah number 20 or 21, Satan will make a sermon in Surah to Ibrahim. Among things, he will say, وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. You can see, Satan will be telling the dwellers of the hellfire. When they will be entered, they say, oh, this is Satan who we followed him. He says, did you see me? Did you see him in the world? Did you? I only whispered into your mind and heard. Da'autukum, I invited you and you responded to my invitation. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is the meaning of إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Oh Allah, save us from the laugh of our enemy.
What does this
mean? So, Afwan, Allah will say, that is going to be our result. Complete one. Jazakallah khairan. Make progress.
واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا.
واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك.
Allah told him, okay, go for your second account.
واستفزز, you can ensnare whomever you feel you have the ability amongst them, بصوتك, through your voices. Scholars are saying musical accompaniment is part of satanic voice. Music, jitter, and the like. Any accompaniment that you hear today, you hear in a lot of radio houses, FM frequency, modulation, you hear a lot of voices. It's part of the Satan's voice now. Yeah. So Allah said, you can go and snare whomever you want, if you have the ability, through your voice. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ. You can distract them, you can take an attack. Yeah, against people through your khaylika, your horse. This is a symbolical expression. Warajilika, and through your infantry soldiers, through the foot. Okay? Washarikhum fil amwali. Go and be their partner in your wealth. In the way you look for money, you don't even call Allah. Satan sharaka fika, mathala. You enter your farm, you should say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. No, because I'm a big farmer. You can see the manure. Satan is there participating with you. So Allah says, go participate with them in their wealth. Or you hear, you see somebody just skyrocketing prices unnecessarily. This cellular phone sells for 20,000 naira before coronavirus. But because of negativity in people's minds, they skyrocket the price to 50,000 naira. For no reason. Just because, you know, people are in need. They are exploiting, they are of exploitative tendency. It's part of Satan being part of you. Or people should be hiding foodstuff. Ramadan is coming, let's go and buy a lot of sugar and put in stock. Stocking sugar. All other essential commodities, you know, they take stock of it and they hide. This is part of the meaning of washarikum fil amwal. Naam? Wal awladi, and the children. How? They are saying somebody meets his wife conjugally without calling Allah's name. You see, in Islam, if somebody is going to have his conjugal relationship with his wife, he should say, Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaytan wa jannib shaytan ma razaqta. That is conjugal consummation of marriage. But Satan will come and just make you even forbid. Even your eating behavior, call Allah's name, Bismillah. If you have forgotten, say, Bismillah fi awalihi, that's wa akhiri. In the name of Allah at the beginning of my eating and at the terminal point. Okay, so Satan makes you forget all these through a lot of ways. That is, washarikum, wastazid alayhim, attack them through your soldiers and armies. Wa'idhum, promise them, give them empty promises. Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Wa'adakum fa'akhlaftukum. Allah promised you the true promise, but I give you mine empty, flimsy one. Wama ya'iduhum ash-shaytanu illa ghurura. Satan promises them nothing but delusion. Ghurur. It's a waste of time. Next ayah. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Allah says, certainly, inna harfu tawkid wa nasab. Certainly, arguably, my servants, you don't have any power against them. Innama sultanuhu ala alladhina yatawallawnahu walladhina hum bihi mushrikun. In chapter number 16. His power rests and resides only with those who associate Satan with Allah in the act of worship. But inna ibadi, you see, inna ibadi is an honor. Yeah. Wallah. Because if you are called Allah's abd, you are honored. Are you not? You are. Because if you are addressed and recognized as Allah's servant, oh, that is an honor. There is no title that should be given to you as an honor than to be called the servant of Allah. Okay, whom do you want to be called? Servant of Naira? Servant of what? So, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultanun. My servants, you don't have any power on them. Wakafa bi rabbika wakila. And your Lord is enough as a watcher. Okay? As the one that takes care of them all. Allahumma kullana wakila ya rabbal alamin. Fi kulli shu'unina. Ma zahara minha o ma batun. Innaka ala kulli shu'in qadir. Wabil ijabati. Tadir. Let's make progress.
ربكم الذي يزجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله إنه كان بكم رحيما.
ربكم الذي يزجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله. Allahu Akbar. Innahu kana bikum rahima. This is ayah number 6, chapter number 17. Rabbukum, your Lord, Allahi is the one that yuzjilakum ulfulka, who makes the boat sailing on the face of the water. You go to any water in this world, any river, any ocean, any whatever, you see big boats, big ships on the sea, and they are cruising, they're going. Who controls them?
Allah
says, I'm the one, yuzjilakum ulfulka, causing them to sail through. Allahu Akbar. There was a time where I entered a boat from Port Harcourt to Abonima? No, to the high sea, Boni Island. You need to see the boat, just like a room, but as you entered, Allahu Akbar, you see water as it touching the sky in front of you, just joined together as it will appear to your eyes. The driver, the captain of the ship, was doing his best. I said, it's not your own power, it is the power of my Lord who controls it. So when you enter, you say, Bismillah, majariha wa mursaha inna rabbi laghafur rahim. Who did it? The Titanic around 1912. You know Titanic? Heart of the soul, Titanic? Ya Allah. Titanic was built. Was the huge, the biggest ship then. It was constructed by an engineer of Northern Ireland. It left London to New York City around 1912. How many years? Donkey years. Because he was a kafir, he even bragged, not even God can sink this in water. La ilaha illallah. And it was sunk. Wallah. It reached New York, it disappeared. Up to today, no any information, no passengers, no captain, no nothing. Wa kana amrullahi qadaran maqdura. To teach and tell you and warn you. That is what the Titanic. Enter, what do you call it, Google. Google the information. The Titanic. You will hear the information what happened. I think I have quoted them correctly, 1912. You can just verify. But what happened? It was destroyed. So it is your Lord that causes the boats and ships to cruise on the face of the water. لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, for you to seek out of his bounties. Because some are commercial boats. They take properties, merchandise to selling and buying. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا, certainly your Lord is with you, merciful. Now,
وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ
فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ
إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا.
وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. This is ayah number 67. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ. Whenever a place, whenever a trouble or cast to you or against you in the face of the water, as you are driving your boat in the water and unfortunate occurrence happened, that is Abdur. ضَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا. Those you are calling as God disappeared from you. إِلَّا إِيَّا, only God. And that is true. That is true. You will see somebody claiming he doesn't believe in God, when the trouble attacks them. Oh my God, which God? Which God? ضل من تدعون إلا إياه. Those you call disappeared from you. إلا إياه except He. Who is that? He, Allah رب العالمين. فلما نجاكم إلى البر أعرضتم. When Allah saved you, you come to the land and you feel your leg touch the ground. أعرضتم. Again, you went back to your shirk. You turn away. Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Man is unrepentant rebel. Man is by nature rebellious. So do not be kafur. Kafur, الذي يكثر من الكفر. Kafur, يعني يبالغ. نعوذ بالله من ذلك. نعم.
أفأمنتم أن يخسف بكم جانب البر أو يرسل عليكم حاصبا ثم لا تجدوا لكم وكيلا.
أم أمنتم
أن يعيدكم فيه تارة أخرى فيرسل عليكم قاصفا. فيرسل عليكم قاصفا من الريح فيغرقكم بما كفرتم ثم لا تجدوا لكم علينا به تبيعا.
أفأمنتم أن يخسف بكم جانب البر. Okay. Are you secured? Because أفأمنتم is from الأمن. Are you secure that Allah will not Allah will not destroy the part the part of al-Bir? That is the face of the earth is called al-Bir. Okay, you can say Safara Yusuf min Kano ila Lagos Barran. That is through the road. Bar. Safara ila Lagos Jawan. Through the air. Now because they were saved to the land, they return back to Allah said, do you think even the land you reach, I cannot destroy it? Okay. Right? That's the message here. I will yursila alaykum hasiban. Or Allah will send upon you hasiban. Flood of my chastisement. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا. And then you will not find any protector. Do you think even here I can destroy you? Am amintum an yu'idakum fi taratan ura? Or are you comfortable? Are you secured that I will not take you back again to the river? Because you left the river. Now a'aradtum. Do you have guarantee I wouldn't take you one day? That's okay. Because the level of our journeys on the air, and do you know? Constantly, you enter aeroplane from one geography to other geography. You take journeys locally, continentally, and globally. Do you know that Allah will not take you back against the same thing? So, Am amintum, do you have guarantee Allah will not take you back again once again? فيرسل عليكم قاصفا من الريح. And then Allah sends upon you قاصفا, destroying army in terms of wind. نعم. فيغرقكم بما كفرتم. And then Allah drowns you on account of your disbelief. ثم لا تجدوا لكم علينا به تبيعة. And then you will not get any تبيعة, any follower up. Who will say, hey, يا رب, لماذا فعلت كذا? You can't get تبيعة. Nobody. تبيعة who follows up and make inquiries about what happened to you. Because Allah تعالى لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Do you have more time? Next.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا.
ولقد كرمنا بني آدم، الله أكبر، وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا. يوم ندعو كل أناس. This is ayah number 70. ولقد الواو
للحال
للحال للقسم، واو القسميه ولا لا؟
لا لا،
واو كان بالقسم، واو كان بالاستئناف، certain statement all of a sudden، واو كان بالحال، واو كان ايش اسمه للمعيه، وهكذا وهكذا، واو كان بالعطف. ولقد كرمنا بني آدم certainly أن لقد اللام للقسم، الله أكبر، وقد للتوكيد is for the sake of emphasis. Certainly we have bestowed okay honor on the children of Adam. The children of Adam we bestowed upon them an honor. وحملناهم في البر والبحر. We took them on the face of the earth and on the face of the water. Who takes you in your car from Kano to Lagos? You tell, oh, I have a good driver. You know, the driver is a good driver. Who takes you on the face of the water? It's my captain of the ship, because he has been trained in England and America. That is incorrect. Allah says, I am the one doing that. Take one example. If you control your coin of naira, your kwandala in the water, does it float or does it sink?
Sink.
How? But you as a human being, you can collect 100 kwandalas in your pocket, you enter a ship. But why don't you sink? How? La ilaha illallah. This keeps on tilting my memory. Just one coin, you throw it, it sinks down, doesn't flow. But you go to the pocket full of coins, you enter a ship, it does not flow. Which is heavier, that one single coin or the content of the ship is heavier? Of course. To tell you, Allah huwa alladhi sakhara lakum al-fulk. That's the message. Sakhara, he has made it subservient. Subservient for your utilization. This Allah should be thanked. This Allah should be feared. This creator should be loved with the totality of your heart. This creator, Allahu Akbar, should be respected. Do not enter a place where nobody sees you and disobey him. Allah give us the capacity, the ability, the wherewithal to worship you the way you should be worshipped. Oh Allah, protect us against Satan, our avowed enemy. Oh Allah, remove his share from our life. Ya Rabb al-Alamin. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We bestowed honor on the children of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ. We took them fil barri, on the face of earth and the face of the water. وَرَزَقَنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We provided them with الطَّيِّبَات, goodies of life, good things. You are eating, you're drinking, you have good clothes, الطَّيِّبَات. نعم؟ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَنَا تَفْضِيلًا. We preferred them. فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ. We rank them higher than a lot of servants we've created. That's the message. And if you look at the human beings, really, we are higher than the jinn. Even though we don't see the jinn. Do you see the jinn?
No.
You don't. Because إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا
تَرَوْنَهُ.
Yet human beings rank higher than the jinn. In fact, some are saying, even human beings, some class of them are higher than the angels. Yeah.
Because amongst the human being you have the best of Allah's creation, Muhammad Rasulullah. So for that you can see how it becomes clear to you the meaning of وَفَضَّلَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. I think we draw curtain here. We draw the curtain. We meet tomorrow by the will of Allah the Almighty, asking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deed, to correct our mistakes. Whatever we have translated that happened to be correct, Allah, it's from your bounties. The mistakes are from us, as du'afa. Oh Allah, correct it, rectify it, and remove the mistake from the heart of your servant. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir wa bil ijabati jadid. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa jazakum Allah khair al jaza. You want it? Nothing.